Hi, welcome back to the 7 Abundance Hacks for Success in Any Situation.
This is Strategy 6, Habit. I'm Dr. Tracy Lass.
And I'm Dr. Marion Ross from ShiftYourLife.com.
We're thrilled for you to continue to join us on this journey.
We hope it's a habit that you don't want to break.
We discuss these concepts even further in our book, Bye Bye Self-Sabotage, as well as on our membership site.
We also have about 120 videos on Shift Your Life TV, so check it out.
ShiftYourLife.com.
Habit.
This issue of habit.
You see all those Legos over there? That's how we build habits.
Well,
all good habits, are they?
We have a series of habits that create our foundation here. And as you can see, we have more pieces of those habits we place in every day. Sometimes we have to really look within and examine our old habits.
I mean, some habits are good, like healthy nutrition. Other habits, like eating things that make us ill, which we do all the time, like sugar, are also very addictive habits. So we have addictive habits, we have good habits, we have bad habits.
We have self-sabotaging habits, and we have some that build us up, make us the best that we can be, and some that throw our own self under the bus.
So some fill our mind, we're mindful, F-U-L-L, or we can become mindful and know exactly whether something is a habit which we've created with intention for the purpose of enriching our lives, or something we've created unconsciously that's not very helpful for us.
And as you can recall, we're looking at what are things that keep us from using the law of attraction, using our natural creative abilities in our life to manifest. What habits are hindering us creating in a joyful way?
Awareness is the key. We know that. And this is what we keep pounding. Awareness is the key because most people are walking around deaf, dumb, and blind and half asleep.
It's important to begin to develop a habit of monitoring your thoughts, not in an obsessive compulsive way, but just sort of being mindful of where am I going with my thoughts in the moment? Am I focusing on all the disastrous negative things, or am I focusing on the joyful, abundant things in my life?
Remember, all these repetitive thoughts, beliefs, and feelings wire your neurological circuits with whatever you keep repeating. So the more you repeat negative thinking, the more you repeat negative beliefs, the more you watch the news, the more fear-based your life becomes. That's what you're wiring into your brain.
I tell this story in the beginning of our book, Bye Bye Self-Sabotage, where you see this bus of, say, 1,000 children, and yes, I know it would be hard-pressed to get 1,000 children in a bus, but stay with me here because we have 10,000 or more thoughts per day.
Per minute.
So here we have this bus that's pulling up to this beautiful green lawn, perhaps in a park, and it's full of all these children. And the children are told, the doors have not opened yet, look, go out, explore. And there are two paths that these kids can go racing down. You have 10 minutes. We're going to open the doors. Go where you want. Down to the left is a beautiful little park area next to a lake with a playground with wonderful swings and merry-go-round. Down the other path is a giant trash heap. Now get ready. Go. Boom. The door opens and all these kids go racing out. You've got all these 1,000 kids racing down one of these two paths. They go, they spend a bit of time, you ring the bell, and they all come racing back to get back on the bus. Now, when you turn and you look at this perfectly manicured lawn that was there before the children went tramping out on it, you'll now see the grass is worn down where they went stomping down on it to race to where they were going. This is what we mean by monitoring your thoughts. We tend to have a lot of thoughts that race down to that trash heap. that, oh, I'm no good because the, oh, you know, I'm know it's going to be miserable when I walk into the house because I bet this person's going to say something snarky to me.
God, it's going to rain. Oh my God, that movie was terrible. There was nothing good about it.
So the issue is, when you look at this, this is how our neurons fire. And when we constantly send neurological electrical impulses down a certain path, it actually is easier for the electricity to flow down that path because it becomes a habit. It becomes entrenched, much like the grass gets worn down. But if we mindfully choose to send our children, our thoughts, our neurons down a path in our brain of thoughts that are more bountiful, more harmonious and joyful and peaceful, we'll begin to create a new habit of neuron impulses and new circuits that get increasingly hardwired to make it a new habit to go that way.
Let me just say this in a quick way. Every thought you have creates chemicals which create these neurological pathways. So it's like taking a drug. The more you think about things in the same way, the more chemicals of the same fashion are going to be picked up by your receptors, and that's what's going to be creating your neurological pathways. So you create, your body is a perfect pharmacy creating these chemicals, which create patterns.
You package different chemicals within the nerves that release in the synapse. And that's what triggers different mood centers ultimately in the brain, so that these thoughts create emotions. And so the thought patterns create emotional patterns that then influence how we choose to act.
And these thoughts become emotions which are lodged as feelings in our body. Just think about that.
This goes back to what we've talked about in a few of the earlier hacks. It's our bow and arrow theory of creation, where we're pulling back powerfully on the bow with a powerful emotion, putting in our thought, which creates this power of our intention to the thought that we are wanting to create in our life. We can either choose to be mindless and create out of negativity, old patterns and habits, and then wonder why we can't create something new in our life, or we can mindfully challenge those old patterns, like we talked about in previous lessons, and now choose mindfully to focus our thoughts on new thoughts and go down a new pathway and create
a fresh,
beautiful things.
Create a new, right?
So how will you choose to manifest in your life? That great secret behind the law of attraction is actually mindfully transforming negative thoughts, generating the negative emotional patterns and reactive dysfunctional dances in your life.
Become aware of who you are as your shadow character, your reactive selves. We all have these sub-characters like the mean self, the angry self.
The controlling self.
I mean, there's so many different kinds of selves. The sad self.
The guilty self.
The shameful self. The unlovable self. We go on and on and on.
Be aware that we, when we think of someone that we don't get along with, if you actually wrote down and played out, okay, the last time I was around this person, maybe a boss or maybe someone else negative in your life that you say, oh, it's always terrible. I hate being around them, or I really dislike, I get so annoyed when I'm around them. Write out what that last annoying interaction was with them. Write it out like you were writing a screenplay. And then say, they came in and said this and reacted this way, and I came in then, and when they said that, I reacted this way. You can actually play that out, see how it ends, and then go back and label what shadow reactive character they were in. That way, you can realize if you do a screenplay in that way of two different interactions with that same person that was negative, you're going to find you do the same dance with person A all the time, no matter whether you're arguing about or upset about a paper someone wrote or spaghetti that someone was ordering or whatever it is. Meanwhile, someone else that you're interacting with, you may find you do a whole different dance.
What buttons are they pushing?
Let's talk about instilling new habits.
About monitoring your thoughts and your resulting experiences for 21 days. This is a great practice.
It usually takes about 21 days to actually rewire the neurons and get it to be a new impulse that is easier to go down. So, with this exercise, as you're monitoring your thoughts and journaling about them, be sure to journal, because we tend to not really do our proper homework when we go, I'm just doing it in my head.
No,
yeah, I see.
We need to take it seriously. So journal and get some discipline from the last.
So if you had negative experiences, whether it be physical, emotional, a relationship interaction, or a spiritual experience on a given day, look back at the thoughts that were fueling the negative emotions and then challenge the thought. Begin to challenge it and come up with a new counteracting positive thought, which out in the world, people talk about affirmations, and then you're going to actually tap that new thought or affirmation gently into your third eye.
I would consider doing this with a partner if you can, or a friend, because you need some sort of accountability, because we get lazy until we establish the new habit, and we're not lazy anymore. And we all need a bit of support, and it's great to be able to share your new experiences with someone else.
Become aware of negative environments or people or circumstances that will predictably trigger your reactive selves to kind of emerge and come out. Choose to change your behavior, because you only have the choice to change you to create more joyful experiences in your life.
You're very powerful in all of your choices. You have to become aware of the choices you have and why you've been making bad choices in the past. So the new habit you want to create is to be mindful, present in the moment, and to create from that moment and not from anything that ever happened. You don't want to before. You don't want to be the same person you were yesterday.
And remember, we've already given you in the previous lessons powerful tools. If you've been using them, it will help keep you centered for creating these new habits.
But remember, intention is primo. You've got to be really filled with intention when you're doing this and knowing why you're doing it.
So let's talk about a few exercises to decrease the triggering that you can get from other people.
The first one is the four thumps. It comes from energy medicine. So we start actually at the stomach meridian, stomach two, just under the cheekbone, under your eye. And you tap gently and you take a few deep breaths while you're tapping. The second thump is under the collarbone, just under the points of your clavicle. There's a little well if you move back about, what, half an inch?
Yeah.
There's like a hole, a deep hole. And you can rub it. It's usually pretty sore. It's the top of your kidney meridian.
You're going to rub it firmly, though.
Which governs fear. You're going to rub it firmly when it doesn't hurt. You're going to rub it less firmly when it does hurt.
Or you
can just
thump
tap it.
It.
Very important. Very important point. And this is a great point to start tapping when you're tired, like when you're driving. If you've been driving for an hour or two, it just wakes you up. You just thump it.
It can improve your attention.
It improves your focus. And if your energies aren't crossed over the way they should be, you can cross your hands. You may want to do this automatically because your body needs it. Okay. The third one is Tarzan. Tarzan does it. The apes do it. And there's a good reason. It stimulates your T cells. So just down the sternum,
You come to the suprasternal notch here and gently sort of feel down. You'll feel in your breastbone where it slightly bulges a little bit out. Right underneath there is where your thymus is in your chest. You want to just stimulate your thymus. It helps boost immunity, whether it be physical immunity. It's where your T cells come from, which help fight infections, viruses, and actually cancer cells in the body. It's where your natural killer T cells come from.
The next thump is if you take your hand and put it under your armpit, it's just at the bottom of where your hand would be. If you're a woman, it's your the side of your bra. And you just thump there. It's your spleen meridian. It helps your digestion and your sorting out of thoughts. And it's a great point.
So that's your
the four thumps.
Four thumps. And you usually follow this up with the zip up.
The zip up is easy. From the top of your pubic bone to here is something called central meridian in Chinese medicine. And with intention, what you're going to do is take your hand is electromagnetic. It's like a magnet. You're going to rub your hands together and you're going to use your hand. And either touching yourself or just being a couple inches away, you're going to pretend that you have a zipper between your on your central meridian, between the top of your pubic bone and your chin. So you're going to zip it with a deep breath. You're zipping in the good energy, keeping out everyone else's energy. And then after the third one, you're going to lock it and swallow the key.
Or hide it.
Or hide it. There's a second part to the zip up if you'd like to do it, and that's connecting the front energies of your body and the back energies of your body. So starting at the waist, you're going to take your hands and go up your back, then continue over your head and down to where the end of the central meridian is, under your lips, your chin level. And then you're going to lock it. So we're doing this, and we're zipping up the back.
Okay.
And what does that do for you, Tracy?
What it does is it protects your energies from other people sort of coming in and affecting, like energy vampires sucking you dry. There's also a very simple Qigong energy protection technique where you take your thumbs, you gently put them inside your palms and wrap gently. We're not doing this hard. You're not punching anybody. What you're doing is gently wrapping your fingers around your thumb in the center of your palm. Feel how vulnerable you feel sitting here first with hands open. And then there's a plane coming by. We're going to protect from that energy. You wrap gently and feel how that feels a bit more protected. So when someone is coming up to you that is harsh energy or you sense their energy is trying to kind of overpower you, what you can do is even just with one hand, wrap your fingers around and you can have one hand you're still talking or eating or doing whatever you're doing with. And it will actually keep people from being those energy vampires or controlling and sending negative energy your way. And if you're busy with your hands and you can't do that, or if you're giving a talk in front of a group of people that may be a hostile audience.
Use your toes. Grab your toes into the ground and feel the energy of the earth coming up and strengthening you.
So you grasp a little bit with your toes and lean forward a little, and that whole earth energy comes up like a shield. And you'll feel calmer, grounded, and centered.
And remember, you need to do these things with intention. Intention magnifies the effects of it.
We hope you've enjoyed these tips. Join us on our membership site at shiftyourlife.com. Or come take a class with us, either live or online classes. We'll be teaching Mystical World of Ventura Art classes. Introduction.
So we have a great tribe. If you're looking for a great tribe, join us. Thank you for listening.